Living life to the fullest, to me, means embracing each day with intention, purpose, and mindfulness. It's about finding joy and fulfillment in both the ordinary and extraordinary moments, and consistently aligning my actions with my core values and principles. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to get caught up in the rush and lose sight of what truly matters. Stoicism, an ancient philosophy, offers a timeless guide to living a life of depth and meaning by focusing on what we can control and cultivating inner peace. Stoicism teaches us to find contentment and simplicity, and to remain resilient amidst life's inevitable ups and downs. By consistently applying Stoic principles, we can transform our thoughts and reactions, leading to a more profound and peaceful existence. Key Stoic principles include 1. Control what you can, accept what you can't, focus on your actions, thoughts, and reactions, and let go of concerns over things beyond your control. 2. Live with virtue, act with wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance in all situations. 3. Seek inner peace, find tranquility within yourself, regardless of external circumstances. Dealing with manipulation, unveiling the hidden strings. Imagine you are a puppet, and someone is pulling your strings without your knowledge. They tug and twist, subtly influencing your thoughts, emotions, and actions. This is the essence of manipulation. It's a covert game played to control and distort your reality. But what if you could see the strings and learn to cut them? Manipulation often operates in the shadows, whether in personal relationships, at work, or in social interactions. It can take many forms, from triangulation, where a third party sows discord between you and someone you trust, to gaslighting, where you're made to question your own sanity and perception of reality. Each tactic is designed to undermine your confidence and autonomy. The teachings of the ancient Stoics, such as Marcus Aurelius and Seneca, provide a robust defense against these covert attacks. Stoicism equips us with the tools to recognize and resist manipulation, allowing us to reclaim our autonomy and inner peace. Picture yourself in a situation where a friend suddenly becomes distant because of a third party's influence. This third party might be spreading rumors or distorting the truth to create conflict. A Stoic approach encourages you to step back and observe the situation without immediate emotional involvement. Recognize the manipulation for what it is, an external attempt to disrupt your inner peace. Imagine a scenario where someone constantly denies things you know to be true, making you doubt your memory and perception. This psychological manipulation is designed to destabilize you. Stoicism teaches you to trust your reason and experiences. By keeping a mental journal or clear record of events, you can ground yourself in reality and defend against this insidious tactic. In the face of manipulation, maintaining emotional equilibrium is crucial. The Stoics believe that while we cannot control external events, we can control our reactions to them. When someone attempts to manipulate you, respond with calm and reason. Refuse to be dragged into the emotional chaos they are trying to create. Build your inner fortress, a stronghold of reason and virtue that remains unshaken by external storms. Marcus Aurelius advised finding tranquility within oneself. This inner peace acts as a shield, protecting you from the manipulator's attempts to provoke and unsettle you. When you suspect manipulation, address it directly but calmly. Clear, honest communication can often dissipate the manipulator's power. For instance, if someone is spreading falsehoods to create conflict, confront them with the facts in a composed manner. This approach not only exposes the manipulation, but also reinforces your control over the situation. Establish and enforce personal boundaries. Make it clear what behaviors are unacceptable and stand firm in your convictions. Seneca emphasized the importance of maintaining integrity and self-respect. By setting boundaries, you protect your mental and emotional space from being invaded by manipulative tactics. The Stoics believed in the power of repetition and consistent practice. By regularly engaging with these principles, they become second nature, much like the steady flow of water smoothing rough stones. Over time, your ability to recognize and counter manipulation strengthens, transforming your perception and reactions. Dealing with manipulation is akin to unveiling a magician's tricks. Once you see the sleight of hand, the illusion loses its power. Stoicism empowers you to unmask these hidden manipulations, revealing them for what they are, attempts to control and confuse you. By embracing Stoic teachings, you cultivate a resilience and clarity that make you impervious to such deceit. So, the next time you find yourself in the puppet's role, remember, you hold the scissors. Cut the strings, stand firm, and reclaim your autonomy. With Stoicism as your guide, you can navigate the complex web of manipulation with strength and serenity, living a life of true freedom and inner peace. Handling emotional blackmail, breaking free from the invisible chains. Imagine being ensnared in a web spun from your deepest fears and desires, a web so subtle and intricate that you barely notice the threads tightening around you. This is the essence of emotional blackmail. It's a covert form of manipulation where someone leverages your emotions to control your actions, making you feel obligated, guilty, or fearful to comply with their demands. But what if you could see through this emotional haze and break free from these invisible chains? The ancient Stoics, with their profound insights into human nature, offer a powerful antidote to emotional blackmail. Their teachings provide a framework for recognizing and resisting these manipulative tactics, empowering you to reclaim your emotional autonomy and inner peace. Imagine a scenario where someone close to you constantly reminds you of the sacrifices they've made for you, making you feel indebted and guilty. Or consider a situation where they threaten to withdraw their love or support unless you comply with their demands. These are classic emotional blackmail tactics designed to manipulate your feelings of loyalty, fear, and obligation. Picture another scenario where, after a disagreement, the person gives you the silent treatment, making you feel anxious and desperate for their approval. Or they might express their love and support only when you meet certain conditions, turning affection into a transactional commodity. The Stoics believed in maintaining emotional equanimity in the face of external pressures. When faced with emotional blackmail, practice observing your emotions without being overwhelmed by them. Marcus Aurelius advised recognizing that our emotions are within our control, even if the external situation is not. Apply rational analysis to the situation. Ask yourself, are the demands being made of you reasonable and just? Are your feelings of guilt or fear justified? Seneca's teachings encourage us to question the rationality of our emotional responses. By doing so, you can separate genuine emotional needs from manipulative tactics. Establish and assert your boundaries firmly but calmly. Let the person know that their tactics are unacceptable and that your actions are guided by your values, not by coercion. Epictetus emphasized the importance of distinguishing between what is within our control and what is not. Your actions and responses are within your control. The manipulator's demands are not. Engage in transparent and honest communication. Express your feelings and needs clearly, without being swayed by the manipulative tactics. By bringing the hidden manipulations into the light, you diminish their power. Stoicism teaches that clarity and truth are powerful tools against deception. Build your inner resilience through continuous practice of Stoic principles. Remind yourself regularly of your intrinsic worth and virtues, independent of external validation. Marcus Aurelius advised finding strength within ourselves, unaffected by external opinions and pressures. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Emotional blackmail often preys on our self-doubt and insecurities. By cultivating self-compassion, you reinforce your self-esteem and reduce the manipulator's leverage over you. Seneca's teachings encourage us to be gentle with ourselves, acknowledging our strengths and embracing our vulnerabilities. Handling emotional blackmail is akin to unmasking a skilled illusionist. Once you see the tricks for what they are, their power diminishes. Stoicism equips you with the clarity and strength to unveil these manipulative tactics, breaking free from the emotional chains. So, the next time you find yourself entangled in a web of guilt, fear, or obligation, remember, you have the power to cut through these threads. With Stoicism as your guide, you can navigate the emotional landscape with wisdom and fortitude, reclaiming your autonomy and living a life of true emotional freedom and peace. Navigating time pressure, the Stoic art of mastering the clock. Imagine standing at the edge of a storm, the winds howling around you, the sky darkening with urgency. Time pressure feels like this storm, whipping around us, making our hearts race and our minds scramble. In our fast-paced world, we're often pushed to make quick decisions, act rapidly, and meet impossible deadlines. But what if there was a way to remain calm in the eye of the storm, to navigate time pressure with clarity and poise? The ancient Stoics, masters of inner tranquility, offer timeless wisdom on how to handle the relentless ticking of the clock. Their philosophy teaches us to reclaim our time, make thoughtful decisions, and maintain our composure, even when the world demands haste. Picture a scenario where a colleague demands an immediate response to an email, implying disaster if delayed. Or think of a sale that ends in an hour, pressuring you to buy something you don't need. These are false alarms designed to create a sense of urgency. Marcus Aurelius advises us to question the true nature of these demands. Are they genuinely urgent, or are they manufactured to incite panic? Evaluate the real importance of the task at hand. Not everything that demands our attention deserves it. By prioritizing according to true value and impact, we can discern between what needs immediate action and what can wait. When faced with urgent demands, take a moment to breathe deeply. This simple act can ground you, allowing you to think more clearly. Epictetus taught that we cannot control external events, but we can control our response. Breathing mindfully creates a pause, giving us control over our reactions. Cultivate an inner stillness, a calm center within you that remains unaffected by external chaos. Seneca suggested visualizing yourself as a rock in a stormy sea, steady and unshaken. This mental imagery can help you maintain composure when time pressure mounts. Paradoxically, slowing down can help you act more efficiently. Take a moment to deliberate on the best course of action. Rushed decisions often lead to mistakes and wasted time. By taking a step back and thinking clearly, you can make decisions that are both swift and wise. Prepare yourself mentally for the pressure by anticipating it. The Stoics practiced the premeditation of evils, visualizing potential challenges to better handle them when they arise. Imagine the time pressures you might face and plan your response. This foresight reduces anxiety and enhances your readiness. Stoicism teaches the dichotomy of control. Some things are within our control, others are not. You can control your efforts, your attitude, and your priorities, but you cannot control the deadlines imposed by others. Accepting this distinction can relieve the stress of trying to manage the unmanageable. Align your actions with your values and goals, regardless of external pressures. Marcus Aurelius reminds us to act with purpose and integrity. When you focus on doing what is right and meaningful, the urgency of the task becomes secondary to its significance. Seneca regarded time as our most precious resource. He advised us to treat time with the utmost respect and to be mindful of how we spend it. When faced with time pressure, remind yourself of the value of your time. Don't squander it on tasks that don't align with your principles and priorities. Embrace the present moment fully. Instead of worrying about the ticking clock, immerse yourself in the task at hand. By focusing on the present, you reduce anxiety and enhance your productivity. Navigating time pressure isn't about becoming a superhuman who effortlessly meets every deadline. It's about mastering the art of calm, deliberate action in the face of urgency. By adopting Stoic principles, you can transform time pressure from a storm that buffets you to a breeze that guides you forward. So, the next time you feel the clock's relentless ticking, remember, you have the power to pause, breathe, and think. With the Stoics as your guide, you can navigate the pressures of time with grace, making each moment count and each decision meaningful. In mastering the clock, you master yourself, and that is the true essence of living wisely and well. Facing inconsistency, finding stability in the case. Imagine navigating a ship through tumultuous waters where the waves crash unpredictably and the winds change direction without warning. This is what facing inconsistency feels like in our relationships and interactions. Constant shifts that leave us unsettled and confused. But just as a seasoned captain remains unshaken amidst a storm, we too can find our steadiness amidst life's inconsistencies through the teachings of Stoicism. The Stoics, ancient philosophers of resilience and inner peace, offer profound insights on how to handle the ever-changing dynamics of human behavior. By grounding ourselves in Stoic principles, we can maintain our equilibrium, no matter how inconsistent the world around us becomes. Consider a friend who is warm and supportive one day but cold and distant the next. Or a boss who praises your work one week and criticizes you the next without clear reasons. These fluctuations can destabilize us, making us question our own actions and worth. Marcus Aurelius reminds us that people's behavior often reflects their inner turmoil, not our actions. Recognize that inconsistency often stems from factors beyond our control. People's moods, fears, and insecurities can drive their unpredictable behavior. By understanding this, we can detach ourselves from the emotional impact of their inconsistency. Like a ship anchored in a storm, we can anchor ourselves in our virtues, wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. Seneca taught that our true value lies in our character, not in how others treat us. By focusing on living virtuously, we create a stable foundation that external inconsistencies cannot shake. Practice emotional detachment, not in the sense of being unfeeling, but in remaining composed. Epictetus advised that while we cannot control others' actions, we can control our reactions. By maintaining our composure, we safeguard our peace of mind. Just as a tree bends with the wind to avoid breaking, we too can learn to adapt gracefully to inconsistencies. This doesn't mean abandoning our principles, but rather adjusting our approach. Flexibility is a strength that allows us to navigate change without losing our core values. View inconsistency as an opportunity for growth. Each unpredictable interaction is a chance to practice patience, understanding, and resilience. By seeing these moments as learning experiences, we transform challenges into personal development. When faced with inconsistent behavior, strive for clear and direct communication. Express your observations and seek to understand the underlying reasons. This approach, advocated by Seneca, can often clarify misunderstandings and align expectations. Set healthy boundaries to protect yourself from the emotional whiplash of others' inconsistent actions. Define what behavior is acceptable and what isn't, and be firm in upholding these boundaries. This protects your well-being and fosters respect. Create an inner sanctuary of peace and reason, a mental space where you can retreat and find calm. Marcus Aurelius spoke of this inner fortress, a place where we can reconnect with our true selves and regain our strength. Embrace the Stoic principle of living in harmony with nature. Understand that inconsistency is part of the human condition and that by accepting it, we can find tranquility. By aligning ourselves with the natural flow of life, we reduce our resistance and find peace. Facing inconsistency isn't about controlling others or avoiding change. It's about cultivating an inner resilience that allows us to remain steady, no matter the external fluctuations. By embracing Stoic wisdom, we can transform inconsistency from a source of anxiety into an opportunity for growth and self-mastery. So, the next time you encounter unpredictable behavior, remember, you are the captain of your own ship. With the Stoics as your compass, you can navigate the choppy waters of inconsistency with confidence and grace, finding stability within yourself and charting a course towards a peaceful and fulfilling life. Overcoming modern challenges with Stoicism. Fake social approval, unmasking the illusion. Imagine walking into a room filled with applause and cheers. Everyone seems to adore you, and your every move is met with approval. It feels incredible, but there's a nagging doubt in the back of your mind. What if this praise isn't genuine? What if it's all an illusion designed to manipulate your actions? Welcome to the world of fake social approval, where the appearance of acceptance and admiration can be used as a powerful tool of control. Let's delve into how Stoic principles can help us unmask this illusion and remain true to ourselves. The trap of fake social approval. As human beings, we have a deep-seated need to belong and be accepted. This makes us vulnerable to social approval, real or fake. When someone tells us, "Everyone's doing it," we often feel compelled to conform, fearing social rejection. Manipulators exploit this need by offering or withholding approval to influence our behavior. They create a facade of acceptance, making us feel valued and included, until we comply with their desires. Marcus Aurelius teaches us to live in accordance with our true nature and inner principles. Instead of seeking validation from others, we should focus on our own values and virtues. This internal alignment makes us less susceptible to external manipulations. Always question the source of approval. Is it coming from a place of genuine respect and admiration, or is it a tactic to sway your actions? By critically evaluating the motives behind the praise, we can distinguish between authentic and fake social approval. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of antaria, or inner tranquility. When we cultivate a deep sense of contentment within ourselves, we become less dependent on external validation. This inner peace acts as a buffer against the fluctuations of social approval. The Stoics remind us that true happiness comes from living virtuously, not from being popular. Seneca advised that we should not aim to please the masses but to live in harmony with our own ethical standards. Stoic practice includes premeditatio malorum, anticipating potential challenges. By imagining scenarios where fake social approval might be used against us, we can prepare ourselves to respond with reason and integrity. This mental rehearsal strengthens our resolve to act according to our principles, not external pressures. By regularly reflecting on our values and practicing self-awareness, we build resilience against manipulative tactics. This allows us to stay grounded, even when faced with the seductive allure of false praise. While Stoicism advocates for inner independence, it also recognizes the importance of social harmony. The key is to balance social norms with personal integrity. Engage with society, but don't let its approval dictate your self-worth. Embrace the courage to stand apart when necessary. Epictetus teaches us that true freedom comes from within. By being brave enough to follow our own path, we find genuine fulfillment beyond the fleeting praise of others. Navigating the world of fake social approval is like walking through a hall of mirrors, where reflections are distorted and reality is obscured. However, with the guidance of Stoic principles, we can see through the illusions and remain true to ourselves. By anchoring ourselves in our own values, cultivating inner contentment, and preparing for manipulative tactics, we can unmask the illusion of fake social approval. The next time you encounter seemingly unanimous praise or the pressure to conform, remember, the applause may be loud, but it's your own inner voice that matters most. With the wisdom of the Stoics, you can navigate the complexities of social interactions with clarity and confidence, finding genuine acceptance in being authentically you. Handling hidden information, illuminating the shadows. Imagine you're piecing together a grand puzzle that promises to reveal a beautiful and complete picture of your life. You eagerly work on it, but soon realize that critical pieces are missing. No matter how hard you try, you can't complete the image. This frustrating scenario mirrors the experience of dealing with hidden information, situations where essential facts are deliberately kept from you, distorting your understanding and impairing your decisions. Let's explore how Stoic principles can help us illuminate these shadows and regain clarity and control. The puzzle of hidden information. Manipulators often withhold crucial information to maintain control and power over others. By keeping you in the dark, they make you dependent on their version of the story, twisting your perceptions and guiding your actions to serve their ends. This lack of transparency can lead to confusion, poor decisions, and a sense of helplessness. It's like trying to navigate a labyrinth without a map, where every turn could lead to a dead end. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of living in accordance with nature, which includes seeking truth and clarity. By prioritizing honesty and transparency in our own lives, we set a standard for how we interact with others. Seneca advised not to judge or make decisions hastily. When you suspect information is being withheld, ask questions. Be inquisitive and persistent in your quest for the full picture. Knowledge is power, and asking the right questions can uncover hidden truths. Epictetus taught that we should focus on what we can control, our own judgments and actions. Even when external information is scarce or distorted, trust in your ability to make sound decisions based on available data and your inner moral compass. The Stoic practice of premeditatio malorum, or premeditation of evils, involves anticipating obstacles. By mentally preparing for scenarios where information might be hidden, you strengthen your resilience and readiness to act wisely under uncertainty. Hidden information often triggers frustration and impatience. However, Stoicism teaches us the virtue of patience. As Seneca noted, patience allows us to wait for the truth to emerge, to gather more facts, and to make decisions grounded in reason rather than haste. Sometimes, the best course of action is to wait and observe. By not rushing into decisions, you create space for more information to come to light, revealing the bigger picture and enabling better choices. Even in the face of hidden information, maintaining your integrity is paramount. Marcus Aurelius advised to find peace within yourself, regardless of external chaos. This inner strength anchors you, allowing you to navigate uncertainty without losing your moral footing. You seek transparency from others, also practice it yourself. By being open and honest, you encourage a culture of trust and reciprocity. This mutual transparency can dismantle manipulative tactics and foster genuine connections. Handling hidden information is like walking through a dimly lit room where key details are obscured. However, with the guidance of Stoic principles, we can bring light to these shadows. By actively seeking the truth, trusting our own judgment, cultivating patience, and maintaining integrity, we navigate through the darkness with confidence and clarity. The next time you feel that vital information is being withheld, remember the wisdom of the Stoics. Equip yourself with questions, embrace patience, and trust in your ability to discern the truth. In doing so, you transform uncertainty into an opportunity for growth and understanding, illuminating the path forward with the steady light of reason and virtue. Confronting emotional manipulation, breaking free from invisible chains. Imagine being a skilled puppeteer, meticulously controlling every string of your marionette. Now reverse roles, you are the puppet, and someone else is deftly manipulating your emotions. They pull your strings, guilt, fear, love, to make you dance to their tune. This is the dark art of emotional manipulation. How can we break free from these invisible chains and reclaim control over our own emotional landscape? Stoicism offers profound strategies to confront and overcome such manipulation, empowering us to stand firm and unshaken. Manipulators wield guilt like a master painter uses a brush, crafting scenarios where you feel responsible for their suffering or failure. They exploit your empathy, making you feel compelled to act against your own interests to alleviate their pain. By instilling fear of rejection, failure, or loss, manipulators create a sense of urgency and dependence. They thrive on your anxiety, controlling your decisions by presenting themselves as your only refuge. This tactic involves overwhelming you with affection, praise, and attention to create a deep emotional bond. Once they have your trust, they use this bond to influence your actions and decisions, manipulating your need for love and acceptance. Epictetus taught that it's not events themselves that disturb us, but our judgments about them. Recognize that the emotions stirred by manipulators are responses to their actions, not absolute truths. By separating your feelings from the manipulator's narrative, you reclaim power over your emotional state. Like a tree with deep roots, stand firm in your values and self-worth. Marcus Aurelius advised finding strength within and not letting external events sway your inner peace. By developing resilience, you become less susceptible to the manipulator's ploys. Seneca recommended viewing challenges with reason rather than emotion. When faced with emotional manipulation, step back and analyze the situation logically. Ask yourself, what is the manipulator trying to achieve? Why are they using these tactics? This rational detachment helps you see through their facade and respond appropriately. Remember that the manipulator's actions are a reflection of their own insecurities and needs, not your worth. By keeping this perspective, you can detach emotionally and make decisions based on reason and integrity. Establish clear personal boundaries and communicate them assertively. Let manipulators know what behaviors are unacceptable and stand by your limits. As Marcus Aurelius suggested, act with justice and courage, protecting your own well-being while treating others with fairness. Boundaries are only effective if consistently enforced. Do not yield to guilt or fear tactics. By upholding your boundaries, you send a powerful message that you cannot be easily controlled or manipulated. Emotional manipulators often leave you questioning your own worth and decisions. Practice self-compassion by forgiving yourself for past mistakes and recognizing your intrinsic value. As Seneca noted, self-love is crucial for resilience and recovery. Don't hesitate to seek support from friends, family, or a therapist. Discussing your experiences with trusted individuals provides clarity and validation, helping you strengthen your defenses against manipulation. Confronting emotional manipulation is like breaking free from invisible chains. By adopting Stoic principles, cultivating inner fortitude, practicing rational detachment, setting boundaries, and embracing self-compassion, you dismantle the manipulator's control and reclaim your autonomy. Picture yourself as a warrior, armed with the wisdom of the Stoics, facing the puppet master with unwavering confidence. You see through their tactics, their attempts to control you no longer effective. With each step, you sever the strings of manipulation, standing tall in your truth and independence. The journey is challenging, but the reward is profound, a life lived authentically, free from the shadows of emotional manipulation. We face difficulties, and that includes addressing issues within our relationships. Stoic philosophy offers valuable insights into how we should approach relationships, emphasizing acceptance of reality, clear communication, and the importance of self-respect. Stoics advise that we should see relationships as they truly are, without illusions or false hopes. Ignoring truths or living in denial within a relationship prevents us from living honestly and authentically. This can lead to ongoing dissatisfaction and misunderstandings. Good communication is fundamental to healthy relationships according to Stoic principles. It involves active listening, speaking honestly and respectfully, and striving for mutual understanding. When communication breaks down, whether due to one-sided conversations or constant conflict, it disrupts unity and breeds frustration. Stoicism strongly opposes any form of abuse, physical, emotional, verbal, or psychological. It teaches us to value ourselves and our dignity, refusing to tolerate behavior that undermines our well-being. Recognizing abuse and taking steps to protect oneself aligns with Stoic ideals of self-respect and self-worth. In essence, applying Stoic principles to relationships means seeking truth, fostering clear communication, and maintaining self-respect. These principles guide us toward relationships that are honest, peaceful, and mutually fulfilling, reflecting the Stoic goal of achieving inner calm and living a virtuous life. Get caught up in pursuing goals and forget to appreciate the present moment. Stoic philosophy, with its emphasis on living in accordance with nature and finding contentment in the present, offers valuable insights into combating stress and loneliness in modern life. Stoicism teaches us to prioritize our mental well-being by evaluating how our relationships affect us. If a relationship consistently causes stress or mental anguish, Stoic wisdom suggests considering whether maintaining that connection aligns with our goal of inner peace. Choosing to end such relationships, despite emotional attachments, is seen not as a failure but as a courageous step toward authenticity and personal growth. Stoics emphasize the importance of balanced relationships where both parties contribute and receive support fairly. One-sided relationships, where one person constantly gives while the other only takes, can lead to resentment and a sense of imbalance. Addressing these dynamics through open communication about needs and expectations is crucial for maintaining healthy, fulfilling relationships. Stoic teachings on self-care include physical movement as a means to connect with oneself and the world. Engaging in regular physical activity not only promotes physical health but also enhances mental well-being by releasing endorphins and fostering mindfulness. This aligns with Stoic ideals of self-awareness and resilience, encouraging us to appreciate our bodies and cultivate inner strength. Stoicism underscores the importance of self-kindness and self-respect. Being your own supporter involves treating yourself with the same compassion and encouragement that you would offer a close friend. This practice enhances resilience, self-esteem, and provides emotional support, countering feelings of loneliness and isolation. Stoic philosophy encourages us to find happiness in the journey itself, not just in achieving goals. By embracing the present moment and appreciating the daily experiences, successes, and challenges, we cultivate a deeper sense of fulfillment and resilience against the pressures of striving for future achievements. In essence, Stoic principles offer a comprehensive approach to navigating modern challenges like stress, loneliness, and imbalance in relationships. By prioritizing inner peace, fostering reciprocal relationships, engaging in self-care through movement and self-compassion, and finding joy in the present moment, we can live a more meaningful and connected life, in line with Stoic ideals of virtue and contentment. To meditate. During meditation, focus on observing your thoughts and emotions without judgment. This practice helps you cultivate inner peace and acceptance, allowing you to handle life's challenges with a clearer mind. Additionally, practicing mindfulness throughout your day can reinforce this mindset of accepting things you can't change. Mindfulness involves being present in the moment and accepting it as it is, without trying to resist or control it. This can be as simple as paying attention to your breath, senses, or surroundings during routine activities. Remember, embracing the idea of accepting what you can't change doesn't mean passivity or resignation. It's about acknowledging reality and focusing your energy on what you can control, your thoughts, attitudes, and actions. By doing so, you cultivate resilience and emotional strength, which are crucial for navigating life's uncertainties. Now, let's continue with the third lesson from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, which focuses on the importance of living in alignment with your values and principles. This lesson teaches us how to live a good and meaningful life by staying true to what we believe in. Live according to your values. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of living a life guided by your principles and values. This aligns closely with the Stoic virtue of living in accordance with nature, which means acting in ways that are consistent with reason and virtue. To apply this lesson in your own life, start by identifying your core values, those principles that are most important to you and reflect who you want to be. These could include honesty, courage, compassion, or dedication to personal growth. Once you've identified your values, strive to make decisions and take actions that align with them. Here are some practical steps to help you live according to your values. Take time to clarify what values matter most to you. Write them down and consider how they influence your decisions and behaviors. Before making important decisions, pause and reflect on how each option aligns with your values. Choose the path that resonates most with your principles. Act consistently with your values in all areas of your life, whether it's in your relationships, career, or personal development. Integrity builds trust and self-respect. Continuously assess and refine your values as you gain new experiences and insights. Growth involves evolving your understanding of what matters most to you. Embrace virtues such as wisdom, justice, courage, and moderation in your actions. Strive to cultivate these qualities to lead a virtuous life. Living in alignment with your values provides a sense of purpose and fulfillment. It helps you make decisions with clarity and confidence, knowing that your choices reflect who you truly are. This alignment also fosters inner harmony and reduces inner conflict, as you're guided by principles that promote personal growth and well-being. Now, let's move on to the fourth lesson from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, which focuses on resilience and the ability to bounce back from setbacks. Build resilience. Marcus Aurelius acknowledges the inevitability of setbacks and challenges in life. He emphasizes the importance of resilience, the ability to bounce back from adversity stronger than before. Building resilience is essential for maintaining mental and emotional well-being, especially during difficult times. To cultivate resilience, consider the following strategies. Embrace the Stoic principle of accepting what happens to you with equanimity. Understand that setbacks are part of life and an opportunity for growth. Instead of viewing setbacks as failures, see them as opportunities to learn and improve. Reflect on what you can take away from each experience to become more resilient. Adopt a mindset that views challenges as opportunities for growth and development. Believe in your ability to overcome obstacles through effort and perseverance. Cultivate relationships with supportive friends, family members, or mentors who can offer encouragement and perspective during tough times. Prioritize self-care activities that promote physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Practice mindfulness, exercise regularly, and maintain a balanced lifestyle. Break down larger goals into smaller, manageable steps. Celebrate your progress along the way, even if it's incremental. By building resilience, you develop inner strength and adaptability. You become better equipped to navigate life's challenges with resilience and grace, fostering a sense of empowerment and confidence in your ability to overcome adversity. Let's continue with the fifth lesson from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, focusing on the power of perception and how it shapes our experiences and responses to life. Control your perception. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of controlling your perception of events and circumstances. He teaches that it's not events themselves that disturb people, but rather their interpretations and judgments about those events. To apply this lesson in your own life, practice the following. Become aware of your thoughts and interpretations of events. Notice when you're making assumptions or jumping to conclusions. When faced with challenges or setbacks, question negative interpretations. Consider alternative perspectives or ways of viewing the situation. Direct your attention and energy toward things within your control, your thoughts, attitudes, and responses. Let go of trying to control external events. Cultivate a mindset of gratitude and appreciation for the positive aspects of your life. Focus on what's going well rather than dwelling on what's going wrong. Use positive affirmations to reinforce empowering beliefs about yourself and your ability to overcome obstacles. Affirmations can help reshape your perception of challenges. By controlling your perception, you empower yourself to respond to situations with greater clarity and resilience. You learn to navigate life's ups and downs with a balanced perspective, fostering emotional well-being and inner peace. Now, let's move on to the sixth lesson from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, which focuses on the practice of self-discipline and how it contributes to personal growth and success. Practice self-discipline. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of self-discipline as a key virtue for achieving personal growth and success. Self-discipline involves the ability to control your impulses, emotions, and behaviors in pursuit of long-term goals. To cultivate self-discipline, consider the following strategies. Define clear and achievable goals that align with your values and priorities. Break down larger goals into smaller, actionable steps. Establish daily routines and habits that support your goals. Consistency in your actions builds momentum and reinforces self-discipline. Learn to delay immediate gratification for long-term rewards. This involves making choices that prioritize long-term benefits over short-term pleasures. Track your progress and celebrate small victories along the way. Use setbacks as opportunities to learn and adjust your approach. Stay committed to your goals even when faced with challenges or temptations. Develop resilience and perseverance in pursuing what's important to you. Share your goals with others who can provide support and accountability. accountability partners or mentors can help keep you motivated and on track. By practicing self-discipline, you cultivate inner strength and resilience. You develop the ability to overcome obstacles and stay focused on your goals, fostering personal growth and success in all areas of life. Let's continue with the seventh lesson from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, focusing on the importance of resilience and adaptability in navigating life's challenges. Cultivate adaptability. Marcus Aurelius acknowledges the inevitability of change and the importance of cultivating adaptability in response to life's challenges. He teaches that flexibility and resilience are key virtues for navigating uncertain and changing circumstances. To cultivate adaptability, consider the following strategies. Develop a mindset that welcomes change as an opportunity for growth and learning. Accept that life is unpredictable and focus on adapting to new situations. Stay present in the moment and aware of changing circumstances. Mindfulness helps you respond to challenges with clarity and composure. View setbacks as opportunities to learn and grow. Reflect on what you can take away from each experience to become more adaptable in the future. Approach new ideas, perspectives, and experiences with curiosity and openness. Be willing to adjust your beliefs and behaviors based on new information. Strengthen your ability to problem solve and find creative solutions to challenges. Seek out opportunities to develop new skills and knowledge. Cultivate resilience by developing inner strength and coping mechanisms. Practice self-care and seek support from others during times of change. By cultivating adaptability, you develop the ability to thrive in dynamic and unpredictable environments. You learn to embrace change as a natural part of life's journey, fostering personal growth and resilience. Now, let's move on to the eighth lesson from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, which focuses on the practice of mindfulness and its role in promoting inner peace and well-being. Practice mindfulness. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the importance of mindfulness, a state of present moment awareness, in promoting inner peace and well-being. Mindfulness involves paying attention to your thoughts, emotions, and sensations without judgment. To practice mindfulness, consider the following techniques. Take a few moments each day to focus on your breath. Notice the sensation of each inhale and exhale, bringing your attention back to the present moment. Conduct a body scan meditation to tune into physical sensations throughout your body. Start from your toes and gradually move up to your head, noticing any areas of tension or relaxation. Practice eating mindfully by savoring each bite of food and noticing its flavors, textures, and aromas. Pay attention to your body's hunger and fullness cues. Take a mindful walk outdoors, paying attention to the sensations of your feet touching the ground and the sights and sounds around you. Stay present in the experience. Practice mindful listening during conversations by giving your full attention to the speaker. Focus on understanding their words and emotions without planning your response. Incorporate mindfulness into daily activities such as washing dishes, gardening, or exercising. Stay present in the moment and fully engage in each task. By practicing mindfulness, you cultivate a deeper sense of awareness and presence in your life. You learn to respond to situations with clarity and compassion, fostering inner peace and well-being. Now, let's move on to the ninth lesson from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, which focuses on the importance of humility and perspective in personal growth and relationships. Cultivate humility. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the virtue of humility, a modest view of one's own importance, in promoting personal growth and harmonious relationships. Humility involves recognizing your strengths and limitations without arrogance or excessive pride. To cultivate humility, consider the following practices. Take time for self-reflection to assess your strengths, weaknesses, and areas for growth. Acknowledge your accomplishments with gratitude and humility. Seek constructive feedback from others to gain perspective on your actions and behaviors. Use feedback as an opportunity to learn and improve. Cultivate empathy by putting yourself in others' shoes and considering their perspectives and experiences. Approach relationships with openness and understanding. Be open to learning from others who have different experiences and knowledge. Value diverse perspectives and appreciate the wisdom they offer. Acknowledge when you make mistakes or fall short of your own expectations. Take responsibility for your actions and strive to do better in the future. Practice humility by celebrating the achievements and successes of others. Offer genuine praise and encouragement without comparing yourself. By cultivating humility, you foster genuine connections with others and promote a sense of harmony and respecting your relationships. Humility also contributes to personal growth by fostering openness to learning and self-improvement. Now let's move on to the 10th and final lesson from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations, which focuses on the importance of living in alignment with your values and principles. Live with integrity. Marcus Aurelius emphasizes the virtue of integrity, acting in accordance with your values and principles, at all times. Integrity involves consistency between your beliefs, words, and actions, fostering trust and self-respect. To live with integrity, consider the following principles. Identify your core values and principles that guide your decisions and behaviors. Write them down and reflect on how they shape your life. Be true to yourself and your values in all aspects of your life, including relationships, work, and personal pursuits. Avoid compromising your integrity for external rewards. Communicate openly and honestly with others, even when it's difficult or uncomfortable. Build trust through transparency and integrity in your words and actions. Establish healthy boundaries that align with your values and protect your well-being. Learn to say no to situations or relationships that compromise your integrity. Accept responsibility for your decisions and actions, whether they lead to success or failure. Learn from mistakes and strive to do better in the future. Inspire others through your integrity and moral courage. Demonstrate leadership by upholding ethical standards and promoting honesty and fairness. Living with integrity enhances your sense of self-worth and inner peace. It strengthens your relationships and earns the respect of others, fostering a meaningful and purposeful life aligned with your values. These 10 lessons from Marcus Aurelius's Meditations offer timeless wisdom and practical guidance for living a virtuous and fulfilling life. By applying these principles, embracing adversity, living according to your values, building resilience, controlling your perception, practicing self-discipline, cultivating adaptability, practicing mindfulness, cultivating humility, and living with integrity, you can navigate life's challenges with courage, wisdom, and inner peace. Living life to the fullest through the lens of Stoicism involves continuous reflection and practice. By embracing Stoic principles, we cultivate inner strength, clarity, and resilience, enabling us to lead a life rich in purpose and joy. Whether facing manipulation, time pressure, or the need for social approval, Stoicism provides a framework for maintaining our peace of mind and living authentically. If you're ready to break free from merely existing and start leading a life filled with purpose and joy, embracing Stoic teachings can initiate a profound transformation. Let's embark on this journey together, leveraging the power of Stoicism to change how we live and perceive the world around us.